Our next storyteller has to dance a lot every day because she's raising twins. And so if that doesn't keep you busy, I don't know what is. Dancing from kid to kid. And she's I've really have enjoyed her stories immensely. And so I'm hope to listen to more in the future at some other venue, some other place. So please welcome Alicia Klein.
The Continuing Adventures of Bert and Bert. Prologue. When you're pregnant with twins, the doctors call the babies baby A and baby B. That is how they tell them apart so they don't mix them up throughout the pregnancy. And when our friend Julia heard this, she started calling them Albert and Bertrand, Bert and Bert for short, and that stuck for a while. We called them Bert and Bert. And so for my stories today, I will be referring to my children as Bert and Bert to protect the identities of the not so innocent. And also because, let's be honest, I don't always remember who did what. Episode 1, ORD. We flew to Chicago this summer to see family, and when we landed, I told my husband, go get the rental car, and I'll take the twins, and we'll get the baggage, and we'll meet you outside. This will save us lots of time. I realized my mistake once he was gone. The boys are 3 and a half, and they've been on planes all day, and so they take off running, and I yell after them, stop! You have to stay near me! Stop running! Freeze! Which has never in the history of their lives ever worked once, and also does not work this time. So I'm running after them through Chicago Airport, and just yelling, please stop. I can't see them. There's so many people. I finally managed to catch up and grab one and throw him over my shoulder. And there's no way I'm going to catch the other one with this one on my shoulder. So I yell ahead, someone please grab that kid. Please, someone grab him. Stop him. And Bert runs straight into this man who grabs him and then immediately thinks better of it and lets go. And sees me coming and says, you got it? And I say, no, I don't got it. That's why I said grab him. And he sees the panic in my eyes and hears it in my voice and turns and leaves. And the woman with him looks back over her shoulder and says, they're your kids. And I say, thank you. And there's a blur that rushes by and I lunge for it and I trip and land like right on my knees on the hard ground and cry out in pain, but I managed to tackle him on my way down. So I'm on the floor now and we're all crying and I've got Bert here on my shoulder and Bert underneath me and hundreds of people just walking around. And I do this body crawl across the room to get over to the wall, and there's like a little bench on the wall, and I get up, and I've got one kid on each side, and they're both still trying to get away, and they're screaming, and I'm holding on to them and just sobbing, just lose it, and everyone's just walking by. I think it like 5 or 10 minutes just sitting there crying, and someone finally comes over and says, can I help you? And I said, yes, please, but I just need to get to baggage claim. And he takes my kid, who starts screaming anew because the stranger's holding him and he's got his family with him, so he gets it. And together we find baggage claim. Episode 2. Newton's third law. The kids started preschool this year, which is the best worst thing. The best because I get to drop them off a couple mornings a week. And I have like 2.5 hours to myself, and I can get a lot done in 2.5 hours, or I can do absolutely nothing, which is even better. And I remember I picked them up the first day after school, and teacher Denise said, the boys were angelic today. I said, oh, I'm so glad. I'm so happy. She's actually said similar things to me many times in the last couple of months about how well-behaved they are and how they just want to help with everything, with cleaning up and setting up, and just how amazing they are. And I say, I'm so glad for you. And then I like to imagine them like far into the future when I'm not here anymore, finding these stories again and like finally being really grateful for them too. Today, out of nowhere, Bert turned to me and said, "I'm really gonna miss you when you're dead." And that was one of the sweetest things he's ever said to me. And I said, "I know." Oh, and we kept playing. Oh, thank you, and thank you, Kurt.